If you listen to the WVXU fun drives, chances are you have heard the shrimp sharer spot where two people go on a blind date and have nothing to talk about until the guy mentions mantis shrimp.
You know what I heard on public radio not so long ago? I heard this crazy thing about shrimp. There's this one particular kind of shrimp that can see like tons and tons more colors than people can.
Really?
Yeah, like it's called a mantis shrimp, and it's like this tiny little guy.
He was right to be excited. Mantis shrimp have 12 color receptors, while humans only have 3. University of Cincinnati Associate Professor of Biology John Lane concedes mantis shrimp are the record holder when it comes to seeing color. But he's focused on fiddler crabs, another oddity that has the same number of color receptors as humans. That's very unusual, even among mammals.
We're thinking, well, this is odd. We have this this little crab that seems to potentially see color in the world like a human can.
The saltwater crustaceans make proteins to catch light in 3 different colors, but Lane says that doesn't mean they can tell the difference between them.
Yes, they can see blue light. Yes, they can see green light. Yes, they can see red light. The question is, can they tell it's blue and not just light?
Since he couldn't ask them which color they were seeing, he decided to put them into a miniature movie theater. With a stripped-down liquid crystal display from inside a computer monitor, fiddler crabs watched a kind of motion picture.
And the movie is very, very scary. To a crab, it's very scary. And what it consists of is a little dot in the middle of a screen, and the background is one color, and the dot is a different color. Let's say the background is blue, and the dot is green.
Think the boulder scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark, where Indiana Jones runs for his life while a huge rock bears down on him in a collapsing temple. For the crabs, the dot gradually increases in size and gets bigger and faster in a way that mimics an object coming to strike them. When they see it, Lane says they run like a bat out of hell and bang into the wall.
You can show this to humans. I show it to my students, and half of them can't help it. They flinch as this thing gets bigger and bigger, and it looks like it's going to essentially run into their face.
That video tests color discrimination. What makes the fiddler crab's vision so amazing is that its eyes sit on tall eye stalks looking directly into the sun. This could scorch their eyes, but Lane says they compensate with screening pigments that prevent their vision cells from getting fried. Researchers are still in the early stages of discovering who can see what in the animal world. While we can see about 1 million colors, some spiders are believed to see 100 times that, and mantis shrimp even more. As scientists learn from the animal world, some of the knowledge can improve life for humans.
There's all kinds of different ways that technology is taking essentially cues from experiments that have been run for millions of years and seem to have hit on a solution that may not be awesome at everything, but it's probably very good at a specific thing.
Lane's research is published in the journal Methods in Ecology and Evolution. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.